Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a precious opportunity for us to take time out to listen to the Bible and to hear what God has to say to us. Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. On the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation, so he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when he rested from all his work of creation. The French Revolution turned everything upside down, including the arrangement of time. They adopted decimalisation in a thoroughgoing way, dividing up each day into 10 hours and each week into 10 days. But it didn't catch on. After a few years, they returned to the 7-day week, which we find in Genesis. Rhythm is deeply important in life, and the importance of taking regular rest is crucial. People have often told me that they're much too busy to take rest or to go on holiday, but the fact is that the rhythm which God set in creation is of foundational importance. We cannot disobey the fundamental rule of nature that we need time to recharge our batteries and to renew our commitment to God. The Old Testament law gave a great deal of attention to the importance of the Sabbath. It was a holy day, a day set apart for God, and was not to be trifled with. People who worked on the Sabbath were to be put to death. Exodus chapter 31 verse 15. This all sounds very extreme to our ears, but it emphasises the crucially important nature of the day in God's eyes. It's a fundamental rule of creation that if God needed a rest each week, then so do we. The last few years have seen Sunday become far less distinctive. When I was a boy, the majority of people we passed on the way to our church were going to their church. Now the roads are filled with people heading off for shopping, sport, and a huge variety of leisure activities, but nothing has changed. We still need space to be refreshed and renewed, and an opportunity to refocus our lives on God. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of a day of rest. Help us to treasure the day and to use it as a time to refresh our lives and our relationships and to get closer to you. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premiere.